All right, good.
I'm here.
Good morning.
Good morning, Margaret. Okay, I got 9:03, so why don't we go ahead and get started. I'm gonna call the meeting to order. This is a meeting of the Local Agency Formation Commission for Los Angeles County. It's our April 14th, 2021 meeting. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Okay, now I'm gonna turn it over to Paul.
Good morning, commissioners. Welcome to bright and sunny Wednesday morning. Item three is disclosure of campaign contributions. If any commissioner has received a campaign contribution that would require disclosure and recusal from any item on today's agenda, please make it known at this time. Specifically, please state the name of the donor, the amount, and the date of the contribution.
Paul, I do on 6D.
Okay, and 6D is on the consent agenda, so when we come to the vote for that, I would presume, Supervisor Barger, we would mark you as recused on 6D.
Please.
Got it.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Alicia, who is handling the minutes, will reflect that accordingly.
Well, no, it gets better. I've got one on 6F as well, and 7A.
Okay. 7A will be a formal vote because it is a public hearing. Okay. 6D and 6F are on the consent agenda. When we get there, I will announce that once again, just so the record reflects it.
Okay, thank you. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. Thank you so much for alerting us. Did anyone else have any recusals or announcements? Okay. Seeing none, the next item on the agenda is an announcement. Today's meeting is being conducted pursuant to the provisions of the governor's executive orders number 25-20 and N29-20 under the modified laws of the Ralph M. Brown Act for the COVID emergency, as well as the County of Los Angeles Safer at Home order for the control of COVID-19. All public hearing notices and the agenda clearly stated that interested parties are afforded the opportunity to submit written opposition or comments by email or via United States mail. For any communications received after the agenda was posted, staff has forwarded copies via email to the commission. Staff will monitor the LAFCO email, which is info@lalafco.org, throughout today's hearing, and any comments received prior to the conclusion of the time for public testimony will be read or summarized by staff. Instructions on how to participate by phone or the web were provided on page one of the agenda, which was posted to the LAFCO website on Tuesday, April 6th. LAFCO's attorneys have reviewed the public hearing agenda and public hearing notices, and they have affirmed that the conduct of today's meeting is in fact consistent with state law as modified by the governor and county orders. For all agenda items requiring a vote, Commission Clerk Adriana Flores will call the roll for votes. When a commissioner makes a second or a motion, when a commissioner makes or seconds a motion, please do so and then state your last name so that we can record it for the minutes.
Paul, continue. Can I ask everybody to put your devices on mute to avoid the echoing? Thank you.
Item four is the swearing in of speakers, and this is for those parties who have logged in or called into the meeting. If you plan to speak, or you may speak even just to answer questions today, now is the time for you to be sworn in. We would ask that you please raise your right hand and repeat after and answer the following. In the testimony that you may provide before this commission today, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
I do.
Thank you. With respect to public testimony, staff has arranged for members of the public to provide verbal testimony. Now would normally be the time for the commission to receive the public testimony on all agenda items. As is the commission's practice, each individual speaker will be allowed up to 3 in public comment. Mr. Chair, I will defer to you whether you want to take the testimony now or do you want to take it? I believe all of the folks who have called in are here today on item 9B, which is the Sativa water system.
Okay, I would rather wait till we get to that item so it's all together. Does anyone wish to speak on an item not on the agenda? Well, let's go ahead, Paul, and the...
Okay. Sounds good, Mr. Chair. Thank you. Your next item is a consent agenda. There are 6 items on the consent agenda. Before we entertain a motion, I will reiterate that Supervisor Barger has recused herself on items 6D as in David and 6F as in Frank. With that, staff would recommend that the commission adopt one motion approving items 6A through 6F.
Well, you know what? I better go ahead and make a motion on it because Catherine usually doesn't, and she's not doing it. I will. So I'm simply make a motion.
Thank you. Okay, is there a second?
McCallum, second.
Good morning, Gerard.
Good morning.
Any discussion? Okay, roll call, please, Adriana.
Commissioner Barger?
Aye.
Commissioner Close?
Aye.
Commissioner Deere?
Yes.
Commissioner Finley?
Yes.
Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell? Chair Gladbach?
Yes. Okay, motion carried. Thank you. Now we're moving on to public hearings, Paul.
Your first public hearing is item 7A. This is annexation number 1095 to the Santa Clarita Valley Sanitation District of Los Angeles County. This is the public hearing for the proposed annexation of 26.8 acres of vacant uninhabited territory into the Santa Clarita Valley Sanitation District. The affected territory is located on Sierra Highway, northerly of Dockweiler Drive, east of Oak Leaf Canyon Drive, and north of the Antelope Valley Freeway in the city of Santa Clarita. The landowner, KB Homes, proposes to develop 96 single-family homes on the property. The CEQA clearance is a mitigated negative declaration adopted by the city of Santa Clarita in December of 2019. There are no disadvantaged unincorporated communities within or adjacent to the affected territory. The affected territory is within the district's SOI. All relevant public agencies have adopted the necessary property tax transfer resolutions, and your staff has received no significant comments from public agencies or from the public. Staff recommends the commission open the public hearing and receive any testimony. There being no further testimony, close the public hearing. And there being no written opposition submitted by the landowners or registered voters within the affected territory before the conclusion of this hearing on the proposal, waive the protest hearings proceedings pursuant to Government Code Section 56663 and adopt the resolution making determinations, including the CEQA determinations, approving and ordering annexation number 1095 to the Santa Clarita Valley Sanitation District of Los Angeles County.
Thank you, Paul. At this point, I'll open the public hearing. Are there any members of the public wish to comment on this? I assume Adriana's looking or someone's watching the phone, Paul.
We are.
Okay.
And I don't hear anything or see anything.
Okay, at that point, then I'll close the public hearing. Do I have a motion to approve the recommendations?
Finley, move approval.
Don Deere, I second.
Thank you. Any further discussion?
Okay. I would just remind again, Mr. Chair, Supervisor Barger is recusing herself on this item. And with that, Adriana can call the roll.
Okay, thank you, Adriana.
Commissioner Barger? Commissioner Close?
Yes.
Commissioner Deere?
Yes.
Commissioner Finley?
Yes.
Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell? Chair Gladbach?
Yes. Motion carried.
Your next item, Honorable Commission, is 7B. This is the recommended final budget for fiscal year 2021-22. Pursuant to Government Code Section 56381, this is the second of two required public hearings for consideration of next year's budget. As noted at your last hearing in March, staff notes that this is a status quo budget, maintaining the total appropriations and local agency apportionments at prior year levels, while allowing the commission to fulfill its purpose and perform its core functions. The approach to the proposed budget is sensitive to the fiscal challenges facing the county, the cities, and the independent special districts in Los Angeles County. Since last month's public hearing, staff has distributed copies of the draft budget to the county, the cities in Los Angeles County, and the independent special districts in Los Angeles County. We received a total of three inquiries from agency representatives, and their questions were addressed to the satisfaction of the inquiring party. Staff recommends that the commission open the budget hearing, receive any public comments, and close the budget hearing. Approve the recommended final budget for fiscal year 2021-22, and direct the executive officer to transmit copies of the adopted final budget as required by law.
Thank you, Paul. At this point, I'll open the public hearing. Anyone wishing to comment on it? Do you see anybody, Paul?
We do not.
Okay. With that, then I'll close the public hearing. Do I have a motion and a second to approve the budget?
Finley, move approve.
I'll second Finley.
Okay. Any questions?
Gladly second Finley.
Okay, roll call, Adriana, please.
Commissioner Barger?
Aye.
Commissioner Close?
Yes.
Commissioner Deere?
Yes.
Commissioner Finley?
Yes.
Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell? Chair Gladbach?
Yes. Okay, motion carried. Okay.
Sure. Our next item on the agenda is item 9A, and LAFCO Council and the Commission Chair will present this item.
You want to go ahead, Carol?
Yeah, I'll go ahead. This item is to approve an amendment to the employment agreement of LAFCO's Executive Officer Paul Novak in order to provide a merit pay increase. At the March 10th meeting, your commission met in closed session to conduct a performance evaluation of the executive officer and to confer with designated labor negotiator Chair Gladbach. The commission directed Chair Gladbach to negotiate a merit raise with the executive officer and to provide an amendment to the executive officer's employment agreement. The proposed amendment will provide the executive officer with annual merit pay increases of 5% effective August 1st, 2020, August 1st, 2021, and August 1st, 2022. The amendment also provides that the next executive officer performance evaluation and merit increase will not occur prior to July of 2023. There are no other changes to the employment agreement. The recommendation before the commission is to approve Amendment 3 to the employment agreement by and between the Local Agency Formation Commission for the County of Los Angeles and Paul A. Novak, and to instruct the chair to execute the amendment on behalf of the commission. And then I'll refer also to Chair Gladbach for his comment.
Thank you, Carol. The employment agreement between the commission and the executive officer provides for consideration of merit increases once every 3 years. The agreement further requires that any such increase, which is in the commission's sole responsibility, be based on a performance evaluation. The commission approved this most recent performance evaluation in July of 2017, almost 4 years ago. The commission met last month in closed session to evaluate the executive officer's performance and to consider whether a merit raise is warranted, both in the confidential surveys of the commissioners and in our closed session discussion. All commissioners present gave the executive officer a very positive review. All commissioners present also agreed unanimously that a merit increase is certainly warranted at this time. Our review included data comparing our executive officer's workload, his accomplishments and salary to those of other LAFCOs. We noted that LA LAFCO is the largest LAFCO in the state in terms of population, the number of annual applications processed, and the total number of public agencies subject to LAFCO. Bear with me. Consistent with the terms of the employment agreement and the next opportunity for our consideration of an executive officer merit increase will be July of 23, nearly 2 years from now. I want to thank my fellow commissioners for their time conducting this performance evaluation and merit increase. I also want to thank legal counsel, Carol and Tiffany, for your work in advising the commission, preparing the staff report, drafting the proposed amendment to the executive office employment agreement. And with that, do I have any questions?
First of all, I'll move it if no one has any questions.
Thank you, Supervisor.
Finley gets a second, okay.
Is there any discussion or question? Okay, roll call, Adriana, please.
Commissioner Berger?
Yes.
Commissioner Close?
Aye.
Commissioner Deere?
Yes.
Commissioner Finley?
Yeah.
Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marriage?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Yes.
Chair Gladbach?
Absolutely. Motion carried. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate all of your help and input. It was, when you got a great person to evaluate, it makes things easy. But with a lot of people involved and under these trying times, it made it a little bit challenging. So I appreciate everyone who helped us on this. Thank you. And with that, Paul, now that you're going to get more money, you want to proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you to the entire commission. Your next item on the agenda is 9B. This is the Sativa Water System and the County of Los Angeles request to extend the interim operation period. I would note that available for you today are representatives of the County Department of Public Works, Dan Lafferty and Sammy Kabar, and also from the County Council's Office, Warren Wellen and Mike Simon. Who are advising Public Works on the Sativa matter. The request involves the interim operation period relative to the Sativa Water System, formerly known as the Sativa County Water District. Pursuant to the adoption of AB 1577, which was Assemblyman Gibson's law concerning Sativa, or bill, which is now codified in the Water Code, the interim operation period is defined as the time during which an appointed administrator, successor agency, receiving operator or water corporation that acquires Sativa, and probably most important to LAFCO, the commission itself, are not liable for claims by past or existing Sativa ratepayers or water consumers. As allowed by the law, the county is requesting to extend the interim operation period for 1 year. This is the second request to extend the interim operation period. Your commission approved the prior request at a meeting in October of 2020. Given the county's successful record managing the Sativa water system since the commission dissolved the district, staff recommends that the commission grant the county's request. And again, you may want to allow for the county public works and county council to comment if they would like before the commission deliberates or takes an action.
Right. I'd like to hear their comments, Paul, before we hear from the public, if that's okay. So. I'm not sure who's going to go first from the county.
Uh,
I'd be more than happy, Commissioner. This is Dan Lafferty, Deputy Director over Water Resources for the Department of Public Works.
Morning, Dan.
Welcome. Thank you. And thank you all for having me. I want to also thank the Commission for considering extending the interim operating period. Public Works has certainly been very busy managing the affairs of FATEVA. We've made some significant progress. We have state emergency interconnections with one of our neighboring districts that has improved the resilience of the water supply system for those customers. We have completely rehabilitated their main well. We are nearing completion of the design for a manganese treatment system for that well that will allow us to move off of those emergency interconnections and rely then on the groundwater that city. I would also let you all know that we have been busy negotiating a transfer agreement with Suburban Water Systems. That transfer agreement has been completed and will be considered by the Board of Supervisors next Tuesday at their April 20th board meeting. Part of what will occur if the board approves that transfer agreement is we will transfer responsibility for operations and maintenance. During the period prior to the PUC approving the sale to Suburban. And the reason for doing that is we've got a couple of different reasons. One, their price to us under the sales agreement for that operating period is lower than the price that it costs the county to currently operate the system. The other thing allows us to do is sort of test drive Suburban and the way that they will be managing Sativa so that we can be assured as best as we can be that if the PUC were to approve the sale, that we've got the right water purveyor managing the system. But that is as an overview of where we are. I would certainly be willing to take any questions that you may have.
Okay, are there any questions of the commission? Okay. Does anybody else from the county want to talk, Dan, or is that it for that?
I'm not sure if council has anything to add, but I suspect from the county's perspective, we provided you the information I think it's important for you to hear. Council, is there anything that you would like to add?
Yeah, hi, this is Warren Lund with the County Council's office.
Morning, Warren.
Hi, thank you for this opportunity to address the commission. I think that Paul summed it up perfectly. The request to extend the interim operating period comes out of the statute that was enacted to deal specifically with Sativa's situation. And it's put in place, I think, to kind of bolster the liability protection to both the county. It would also apply to Suburban. And it would also apply to your commission as well. And the standard that's set forth in the statute is good cause. And in my office's opinion, there's more than enough good cause for the commission to extend the period. So I don't know if I have any more to add than that. Happy to entertain any questions the commission might have.
Does any commissioner have an item, a question for either Dan or Warren?
Mr. Chairman, it's David Lesser. I just have a quick question, if I may.
Go ahead, David.
It's simply whether it's the expectation that this second extension would be it. Is there anticipated at this time, and I recognize there always could be issues, that there would be a third extension as well?
So the extension, as I understand it, is for an additional year. As we understand the PUC process, it may take upwards of 18 months to complete. So depending on how things progress, again, presuming that our board approves the transfer agreement, the next step would be to submit that transfer agreement to the PUC for approval. And it really depends on how long the PUC will deliberate on that agreement as to whether or not we would need an extension. I think it will probably be likely. Given what we've seen in terms of PUC timeframes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Also, if I may, this is Warren Mullen with County Council again. The statute states that the commission, upon a showing of good cause, the interim operation period shall be extended by the commission for up to 3 successive one-year periods. So there is a ceiling on the number of extensions the commission could approve.
Okay, thank you. Are there other questions from the commission? If not, why don't we go to the phone, Paul, and start getting public comments.
Paul, you're muted.
I apologize. Doug, do you see anyone else calling in?
No, I do not.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I believe you've exhausted all of the public comment on this.
Oh, well, you and Dan Warren did a great job. So, okay, at this point.
Mr. We'll Chairman, I'm happy to make a motion.
Good. Good morning, Supervisor. Thank you.
Good okay. morning, and, Chair.
And do I have a second?
I will be happy to second it. Thank you.
I never get a chance.
Finley.
Oh, so fast.
Please, roll call, please, Adriana.
Commissioner Barger?
Aye.
Commissioner Close?
Aye.
Commissioner Deere?
Yes.
Commissioner Finley?
Yes.
Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Yes.
Chair Gladbach?
A big yes. Okay, motion carried. Thank you, Warren and Paul. Well, thank you, Dan and Warren and Paul.
Thank you, Commissioner. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, Mr. Paul.
Yes, Mr. Chair, thank you. And my apologies to Supervisor Mitchell. I know we had some technical issues with you connecting this morning, and I apologize for that inconvenience.
Your fault at all. It was on me. I apologize for being late. If at the appropriate time, if I could be added to the consent calendar, Mr. Chairman, if that's allowable, I'd appreciate that opportunity.
That would be fine with me, and I'm glad you made it. Okay.
Thank
I know
you.
What it's like trying to get on at times. Okay, Paul.
Your next item is 10A, the legislative update. Your written report summarizes 12 bills which may be of interest to the commission. Separately, staff is recommending that the commission adopt a support position relative to AB 703. AB 703 is a transparency bill. Post-pandemic, it would allow legislative bodies to utilize teleconferencing for public meetings, provide for the public to observe and testify at these meetings. It would remove the requirement to repost agendas for each virtual meeting location for teleconference meetings, and would require public agencies to respond to reasonable ADA accommodation requests. This bill's sponsor is the Three Valleys Municipal Water Agency, and it is supported by several local public agencies and trade associations. Staff recommends the commission receive and file the legislative update and take a support position relative to AB 703, authorize the chair to sign letters documenting this position, and direct staff to convey the support to the governor, legislators, and other stakeholders.
I'll move the recommendation. This is Don Deere.
Okay, thank you, Don. Is there a second?
Second, Finley.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
It's David Lesser. I just have a question about another piece of legislation in this report. Would now be the time to raise that?
Yes, go ahead, David.
And that is with regard to AB 1053 related to the quorum requirement for the city selection committee. All of us are familiar with a certain member of the Los Angeles City Selection Committee. And I was just wondering if this legislation would make it easier to get a quorum for that body, which can sometimes delay the appointment of city selection committee members to even this commission. I remember from my time as an elected official, getting a quorum was particularly difficult. And I was wondering if Commissioner Mirisch had any thought as to whether or not it'd be helpful to have this body have a support position on 1053.
Thank you so much, David. I would absolutely think it would be in our interest to support that. You know, we some of us have remembered times where we've tried to drive around LA County to get a hold of elected officials who were on golf courses or wherever and drive them to be physically there. It really is something that can be done. We see it works well doing it virtually like this. So thank you, David, for bringing that up. I do believe that it would certainly help if we got not just our own LAFCO, but if we mentioned to Cal LAFCO and tried to get their support as well. Thank you.
Okay. John and David, for that. I've heard stories about how hard it is to get a quorum, so whatever helps, let's do it.
Mr. Chair, if I may, AB 1053 was discussed at length by the Cal-LAFCO Legislative Committee. It does something very good for LA's City Selection Committee, in that if you're having trouble getting a quorum, instead of getting to half, if you didn't make it for the first meeting, for the second meeting, that quorum goes down to a third. I know statewide, some of my counterparts in other counties are concerned, because there are some counties where the total membership of the City Selection Committee is as few as 5 to 7 parties. So changing the quota could reduce it down to, say, 2 or 3 people to constitute a quorum, and possibly constituting 2 people who could make a decision. So there was some feedback that they directed back to us of, if this bill were unique to, if it were just for the LA County City Selection Committee, or if it only applied to city selection committees with a certain number of members, like 10 or 20. So I just passed that on, that was a concern expressed by other LAFCOs. That obviously does not affect how it works here in Los Angeles County. And should the commission decide to take a position on this, you would just simply let us know and we could draft the appropriate correspondence.
Paul, this is John, I wonder if we could, you know, ask for an amendment so it takes into account those concerns, that it doesn't allow a quorum reduction beyond a certain discrete number of people, so that couldn't happen. That might be a solution, but you may want to talk to the people at Cal-LAFCO and we could work with the legislators.
Yeah, and potentially it could be a support if amended position that would address some of those issues that the smaller city selection committees. I think I could probably work with the chair to come up with some verbiage that might be acceptable. The one thing I would say is the legislative process is moving quickly. You don't meet for another month. So if you would like to provide direction to me, today would be appropriate, or else it would be at the May meeting.
So then, if that's the case, I will move that we support.
Finley, second.
Okay. Any other questions or discussion?
And if I could just ask the maker and seconder of the motion, would that be a support if amended? And could you give me some direction to work with the chair on the
this
language?
Is a support. This is, since this is affecting us, this is support as it is now. I don't think we would object to an amendment that would take care of those concerns of the other cities. But for us, this has been a big problem, and this would really help address that. So,
understood.
That's my understanding too, Paul.
Agreed. Thank you.
Sorry for the dog. Okay, Adriana, are you going to do roll call? I'm going on mute there.
Of course. Commissioner Barger?
Aye.
Commissioner Close?
Aye.
Commissioner Deere? Commissioner Finley?
I will vote yes, but I just did want to make a point that when John brought up that they've had people drive out to golf courses to pick up members, I did drive out and pick up Roger Chandler off the golf course and drove him to South Pasadena so that he could be there for the vote. So, yeah, we do those kind of things to get a quorum.
McKellum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Aye.
Chair Gladbach?
Yes. Okay, motion carried.
Your next item on the agenda is miscellaneous correspondence. It includes a letter from the Los Angeles City Selection Committee reappointing Commissioner Margaret Finley to a new 4-year term. Letters provided for informational purposes and no commission action is required.
Congratulations, Margaret. Welcome again.
Thank you. You know what? It's great to be back. And even if we're just doing this virtually, it's so fun to see everybody. And I can't wait until we're all together again.
You got it. Okay. I agree. Does any commissioner have a report on a meeting or something they've attended on behalf of LAFCO?
I don't have a report, but Jerry, I did have a question since we have some county heavy hitters with us. Any thoughts as to when we will go back in person? I know June 15th is kind of an important date, but what are we, any kind of short-term plans or long-term or whatever?
Well, our numbers actually went up a little yesterday. I mean, nothing to sound the alarm, but enough to really recognize that we still kind of are not out of the woods. So I know the governor announced June 15th, but I don't see anything changing before then.
Okay.
So I think isn't that your understanding?
Well, I guess my thing is always, I'd much rather take the opinion of five women over one man. There we go.
Miss Finley, even though I'm a golfer, you never have to worry about coming to get me from a golf course. I'll be right here where I'm supposed to be.
Thank you.
Actually, for the record, Margaret would take the opinion of one woman over five men.
Okay. Anyhow, Paul, would you like to report on your activities?
Yeah, you have a written status report. Just a couple other items to report. Consistent with state law and after soliciting nominations, I have appointed the following three individuals to vacancies on the redevelopment oversight boards. Stephen Appleton, who is the City of LA trustee in the Greater LA Vector Control District, has been appointed to Los Angeles County Redevelopment Oversight Board number 2. Danielle Soto, a director of the Three Valleys Municipal Water District, has been appointed to the Los Angeles County Redevelopment Oversight Board number 4. And Lloyd Johnson, the City of West Covina trustee on the San Gabriel Valley Mosquito and Vector Control District, has been appointed to the LA County Redevelopment Oversight Board number 5. In all other counties in the state, there is now one Redevelopment Oversight Board. In Los Angeles County, because of its size, there are 5 broken up by supervisorial district boundaries. These appointments ensure that special districts continue to be represented in important decisions associated with the winding down of redevelopment agencies. One final comment has to do with next month's meeting. We have sort of a double scheduling issue in that your meeting on May 12th starts at 9:00. Supervisors Barger and Mitchell have agreed to stay until about 9:25. They will need to leave around that time to go to the county's budget hearings. And so we would ask that for that meeting, everybody please make sure that you RSVP about your attendance, just so that we can track that. We will also have limited tech support in that meeting. So if you could call in a little bit earlier, like maybe 8:30 or 8:40, that will help us ensure that everybody is on the meeting at the appropriate time at 9:00. And with that, staff recommends the commission receive and file the report from the executive officer.
Do I have a motion to receive and file?
I'll move it. Oh, I'll second it because Margaret's holding on to one of my favorite little guys.
Oh. Getting ready to play Legos.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thanks, Margaret. Supervisor. Roll call, Adriana.
Commissioner Barger?
Yes.
Commissioner Close?
Aye.
Commissioner Deere?
Yes.
Commissioner Finley?
Yes.
Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Yes.
Chair Gladbach?
Yes. Okay, Paul, are there any members of the public online?
And not that we see, other than the ones who already spoke. No, there are no one else is on.
Okay, thank you, Paul. Okay, future meetings are May 12th, June 9th, and July 14th. Thank you, everybody, for your active participation and input. And with that, I declare this meeting adjourned. Goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you all very much.
Till next time.
Yeah.